Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the men in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till it's over, over there. Well, here it is, gang, your Command Performance, designed to answer the requests of all you guys and gals in the uniforms of the United Nations all over the world, and especially all of you in the Armed Forces of the United States. Right now, I know we're going to give you what you want, and here she is, your mistress of ceremonies, that delightful, delectable gal with the delicious voice, Jenny Sim.
Well, thank you, Ken Carpenter, and thank you, fellas, for your command to come back to Command Performance. You know, I'll bet there isn't one of us who hasn't tried at one time or another to learn to play the mouth organ. It looks so simple. But here's an old friend of yours who made the whole world realize that playing the harmonica is not only a difficult job, but a great art. Fellas, just back from playing for you men in the South Pacific, here's Larry Adler. Well, Larry, welcome.
Thank you, Jenny. And hello, fellas, especially everybody I had the pleasure of meeting recently.
Larry, we all know how proficient you are on the harmonica, but tell us, how did you happen to start playing the mouth organ?
Oh, that's very simple, Jenny. You see, my father was a sword swallower. And he was.
Oh.
And mother was a lollipop fiend.
A sword swallower and a lollipop fiend?
Yes, says here.
I see.
So naturally, as soon as I was born, they stuck something in my mouth.
Oh, that was, of course,
a thermometer.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, when I was 3 days old, I could play "There'll Be Some Changes Made."
Oh, all right. All right, Larry, the stage is all yours now. Well, how about one of your own inimitable harmonica compositions, huh?
Oh, boy. I'm glad you had that word instead of me, Jenny. And I hope the fellas will like this one. I call it Hand-to-Mouth Boogie, and I confidently expect that it will be stolen by my accompanist, Mr. J. Calvin Jackson.
Thank you.
was swell. Well, fellas, it's time to take just a minute to answer some command performance mail. Thanks to Lieutenant T.J. McGinn, Hugh B. Suttle on a troop carrier, the 105th Engineers, Ray Pearson at 726, Corporal Jack Anderson at 636, Carmen Drury at a naval training station, and Warrant Officer Jones at 230, and all the gang. Thanks for your swell letters, fellas. And here's a song to answer your request. One of my favorites, and I certainly hope it's one of yours. As I was walking down the street, down the street, down the street, I met somebody who was mighty sweet, mighty fair to see. I asked her, would you like to have a talk, make some talk. All the fellas standing on the wharf, wishing they were me. Oh, mama, 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 let me dress up tonight, dress up tonight, dress up tonight. I've got a secret, gonna dress up tonight, gonna dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking, dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking, while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking, dance by the light of the moon.
Mama, 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 put the cat out tonight. Mama, 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 put the cat out tonight. Mama, 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 put the cat out tonight. Gonna dance by the light of the moon. Mama, 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 put the cat out tonight. Mama, 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 put the cat out tonight. Mama, 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 put the cat out tonight. Gonna dance. Gonna dance.
Gonna dance with the dolly with the hole. Stocking while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking. Dance by the light of the moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking while her knees keep a knocking and her toes keep a rocking. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking.
Dance by the light of the moon.
Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking by the light of the silvery moon. Gonna dance with a dolly with a hole in a stocking by the light of the silvery moon. Thank you very, very much. When Ginger Rogers' picture, The Major and the Minor, came out, everyone wanted to know who played Ginger's little sister. And when they saw the same young lady in Miracle of Morgan's Creek, everyone spotted her as a bright new star. They were right, too. Here she is, Miss Diana Lynn. Diana? Thank you, Ginny. Diana, do you like ice cream?
Well, sure. What do you want to know for?
Well, you see, it's another of Command Performance's sound effects. The men at Navy 230, primarily Wee Body Baker, Tundra Tough and the Beast, have written in and said that they're pining away for the sound of an ice cream soda being made.
Ice cream soda?
Uh-huh. Yes, they want all the fixings with even a cherry on top, and that's where you come in, Diana. They want you to drink it, will you?
Oh, Jenny, please, my figure.
Well, in the armed forces, a command is a command.
Oh, but all those calories.
You can bend down later, sister, but right now, you have to drink it down. So, Ken Carpenter, will you set the scene?
Why, gladly, Jenny. The scene, any corner drugstore fountain. The girl, Diana Lynn. The soda jerk, well, what do you know? It's me. Are you waited on, miss?
Oh, no. I'd like an ice cream soda, please.
Okay, how about a nice pistachio one?
Oh, no, thanks. I'd rather have chocolate.
Well, the pistachio's very good.
I know it is, but I want chocolate.
Oh, darn, I'm just crazy about green, too.
And I want two scoops of ice cream.
Two scoops, pig. Okay, here you are. Slurp away to your heart's content.
And she's off. She's moving along easily. She's past the first scoop of ice cream. At the half mark, it's Diana Lynn by head. Coming up on the outside is some fizz water. But Diana gamely holds on. In the stretch, it's Diana all the way, winning handily by a smudge nose. How do you feel now?
Wonderful. And next time I hope the Navy men at 230 will take a soda straw and join me. Good night, fellas.
Good night, Diana. One of the greatest voices, to come along in many a moon belongs to our next guest. He's a Latin American favorite who sings those so romantic songs. Carlos Ramirez, come on out here.
Thank you, Ginny. As we say in my country, qué cuerpo más lindo, qué boca más rosada, qué dientes de perlas, que Dios te guarde, hija del alma mía.
Oh, what does that mean?
Roughly speaking, it means...
Oh. Well, at least you don't have to translate that. This is going out to the Army and Navy, you know. Hey, Carlos, how about answering a request from APO 133?
I'll be glad to, Ginny.
Well... This letter is a long one, so I'll just read the signatures. It's signed by Prop Wash Irish, Oblong DeLong, the Weasel Wassel, Pretty Face Doll, Doc Gillespie, Chug Four Boy Jacobs, Precious Martin, and Handsome Wagner.
Good Latin American, all, huh? Well, ma'am, my song is Rica Pulpa for you fellows at APO 133.
Pulpa de tamarindo la trae hoy este pulpero en su tablero para vender.
¡Ea! ¡Todo el negrito ahora de aquí!
Al salir, niña hermosa, a escuchar mi pregón, luces como una rosa de las muchas que engalanan su balcón. Pulpa, rica pulpa, es mi pulpa más sabrosa que la miel. Cual la pulpa de unos labios que curaron mis agravios. Con la pulpa voy mi casera, endulzando yo la voz. Con el azúcar de mi pulpa, rica pulpa, que es sabrosa como besos de mujer. Pulpa, rica pulpa, ay caserita, no me regañes, mi rica pulpa es para vender.
Ay, 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 ay,
mi negra linda, mi caserita, mi rica pulpa es para vender. Cual la pulpa de unos labios que curaron mis agravios. Con la pulpa soy mi casera, endulzando yo la Habana entera. Con el azúcar de mi pulpa, rica pulpa, que es sabrosa como besos de mujer. Pulpa, rica pulpa, como besos.
Thank you. I suppose that everybody at one time or another has answered the doorbell and found a salesman standing there. Most of the time, we just close the door in his face, except when the salesman happens to be Elmer Blurt. Well, here's the creator of America's Ace Salesman. You've heard him for years on his own radio show. It's Al Pierce.
Hello, Ginny.
Hi, fellas. You know, I saw you this morning, Ginny.
You did?
Yeah, I passed that little 3-acre ranch of yours out in the San Fernando Valley. And you know something? You were in the garden. I saw you.
Oh, yes, I was pulling weeds. That's right.
Pulling weeds, huh? You're pulling so hard, I thought you were playing yo-yo with a gopher. Tell me, are you bothered much with door-to-door salesmen out that way? I don't imagine you would be out in the country like that.
Well, Elmer's never come around, if that's what you mean.
I wonder what would happen if he did. Jenny, why don't you make believe you're home at the ranch, and I'll see if I can get Elmer to knock at your door. Would you like to play that little game?
Okay. A little ranch music, please, Madge.
I wanted music. I didn't want it to mildew on us. Oh, golly, willikers. Maybe I can get a job at this big ranch. The sign on the gate says Barbecue Rancho. Home of Happy Herefords, domicile of Delighted Dogies, and the joint that jumps with joyous jerseys.
Yeah.
And, I bet you raise cattle, I bet you. Barbecue Rancho. Ought to be something cooking here. I'll just doodle my digits on the door and see if they need any help. I hope. Sure hope they say yes.
Yes?
That was quick. how'd you do, ma'am? Could you help a fella earn a little money? I need it bad.
So you're looking for work, are you?
Yeah.
Well, this happens to be a cattle ranch. Do you understand the problems of cattle raisers?
Well, I... Uh-huh.
I said, do you know anything about cattle raisers? That's what I said. Cattle raisers.
That's what
raisers.
I thought you said in the first place, yeah. Cattle raisers. Oh, shucks, lady, I didn't even the cattle shaved.
No. I mean, to work at the barbecue, you must know your oats.
Know my oats? Look, lady, I just want to take care of your cattle. I don't want to eat with them.
Well, what sort of salary do you expect? You see, we pay $1 a day.
$1 a day? Oh, willikers. Gosh, that ain't very much.
Well, then how about $5 a week?
Well, that's more like it. Now you're talking.
Do you want the job or don't you?
Well, yes, I guess so. You know, it's going to be better than going back to Circle W in December.
Oh, they want you back there in December.
I'll say they do. They said it'd be a darn cold day when they wanted me back.
Now, tell me, what did you do at Circle W?
Oh, every day I counted the cows.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
How many head were there?
One to each cow. There was... And then on Saturdays, I gave the cows their rumba lessons, yeah.
The what? Teaching cows to do the rumba? What for?
So they could churn their own butter.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, then they finally put me to work on the milking shift. Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised they gave you that job.
I wasn't. I had pull. You know something else?
No.
I was just a jerk for the job. and then it was that I met Gloria.
Gloria, a cowgirl?
No, a girl cow. and she was a Jersey. She was.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Jersey, yeah. And golly willikers, Miss Sims, she sure was pretty. But the first time I tried to milk her, she put up an awful row, yeah.
Oh, so you had a cold reception, huh?
No, cold hands. Yeah.
Well, now, I might give you a trial,
you
Elmer.
Will? Oh, happy me. Thank you so much.
But I'd better tell you that you can't wear those clothes.
What's the matter with them clothes?
Well, look at that shirt. Where on earth did you get that?
Lady, thereby hangs a tale.
Well, you better tuck it in. And those trousers.
What's wrong with my trousers?
They're so baggy. You look like you're standing on your knees.
I am. I just come back from the cigarette counter.
there's one more thing, Elmer. Do you understand how to doctor the cattle if they get ill?
Oh, golly, willikers. I'll say so. One time I invented a cure for sick cows. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah. I took a whole lot of celery, lettuce, tomatoes, and onions and chopped them up, mixed them with oil and vinegar.
Oh, and did that cure the cows?
Well, I never found out, lady. It looks so darn good, I ate it myself. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, you sound like you've had a lot of experience. Where did you learn so much about animals?
My brother's an expert. He's with the army on the Italian front, and he says they take cows right along with them.
Oh, but surely they don't try to milk them at the front.
I hope not. They ain't any milk at that end.
Milk at 4 a.m.
At 4 a.m. you milk here, yeah.
Yes, at 4 a.m.
We do a little milking on this show for gags ourselves.
Yes.
No.
And it's pretty dark then.
Oh, that's all right. Me and my brother used to milk in the dark all the time. We did it, yeah. He was left-handed and always milked the cows from the left side.
Yeah. Well, wasn't that a bit confusing?
It was once. In the dark, we both started milking the same cow from opposite sides and got a hold of each other's fingers. Yeah.
What happened?
Yes, I'm glad you asked that. Pretty soon, he jumped up and ran out yelling, "I quit."
No.
I've been milking cows for years, but that's the first one that ever squeezed me back.
Thank you, Al Pierce, for some real command performance fun. And now it's time for Larry Adler again. Larry?
Here I am, Junie.
Come on out, Larry. The Saltwater Cowboys at Navy 6-5 say that they'd like anything.
Anything?
Yes.
Well, let's just stand here and make faces.
Now, Larry, you're not getting away without playing the harmonica again. Come on.
All right, Jenny. Here's a number that I played overseas, and maybe whoever heard it might like to hear it again. It's called Carry Dance.
Again, our thanks to Larry Adler. Well, Private First Class Pee Wee Giganter and his pals Parent Ballman, Parker, and Riedlinger at 938 want to hear The Men I Love. So that's my cue to sing, and the sportsmen are with me as usual.
Love and heal
Sung to you men, I wonder if you'd mind if I got serious for just a minute. I'd like to recall to your mind that someday it will all be over and that now is the time to be thinking about soldier savings. Today's daydreams don't pay tomorrow's overhead. By putting a little of your pay away each month, you won't have to start from scratch when you return to civilian life. New clothes, a place to live, furniture, education, a new car, maybe even a wife. All these things that you hold so very dear can be yours. Sensible planning now will enable you to plunk down that down payment. Look into soldier savings. It's one of the best things you can do for yourself. Well, fellas, it's time to shut up shop on another command performance. We've all loved being here with you. And next week, there'll be another show. So try to make it, huh? This is Jenny Sims saying goodnight and love to each and every one of you. Night.
Keep those letters coming, man. We'll get to yours as soon as we can. This is Ken Carpenter saying so long. Command Performance is produced for you men and women of the Armed Forces of the United Nations. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.